Good morning, friends. Good morning. It's certainly a pleasure to be coming your way once again by means of radio. We hope that all of you are well and encouraged in the Lord. Many thanks to each one who has written to us in the past. We appreciate your encouraging letters. And, of course, those who help us keep the broadcast on the air from week to week is also very, very much appreciated. God bless you, everyone. If you'd like to write us, you may do so by addressing your letter to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. This is Willie Murphy speaking. Listen to this text. It's a real challenge. It's from Psalms 126 and verse 6. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Isn't that a good verse? I like it. It's a real challenge. There are several things about it which we would do well to notice. First, we notice there that this one goes forth, and of course we consider this as going forth in the service of the Lord, goeth forth and weepeth. Why is it you suppose he's weeping? Well, for one thing, this matter of serving the Lord is not just a light thing which should be taken for granted, but it's going to take some effort, it's going to take some courage and some determination and a lot of grace from the Lord to be faithful. But first, one goes forth, and along with their going forth in sowing the gospel seed, there are the problems that we encounter. I believe every one of us, though, can be busy for the Lord in one way or another. We aren't all called to be preachers. But we can work for God at home, at school, on the job, wherever we happen to be, we can be working for the Lord. But you notice there about that weeping, this indicates to me that they have a concern, a burden on their hearts, a desire to see God's work prosper in the world. And if there was ever a time when we need to be busy for God and winning souls, it surely is now. And rather than going for some reason other than the real true purpose, let us have the real burden of the work of God on our hearts. This one went forth and weeping. He carried a burden for the work of God. Well, someone might say, where do we sow this gospel seed? Oh, dear ones, the fields are white all around us and ready for, well, for that matter, not only for harvest, but also for sowing. But the sowing has to come first. We today, no doubt, reap the harvest of what others have sown in the years gone by, in the days gone by, others who have been faithful in sending forth the gospel word. Here we come along and we reap the benefits of their labor in seeing souls brought into the kingdom of God. Then, there it's also our responsibility to sow the seed. Perhaps we'll sow some seed. I hope that I might have the pleasure and the privilege of sowing some seed, even right here over the broadcast, that will bring forth fruit in the years to come. Maybe I'll never know it, but perhaps your children, your grandchildren, and those on down through the years might see the benefits of the gospel that's sown in earlier days. I would like to think that I had that privilege of doing so, wouldn't you? But the question, where do we sow this gospel seed? Oh, I tell you, there's lots of opportunities, as I say, on the job or at school or wherever you happen to be. Well, you say, how do we sow it? Well, just in whatever way God gives you an opportunity to do it. There are occasions come up many times when you can witness for the Lord, speak a word for him, and sometime your very presence and your manner of behavior is a reproof to those who are in sin. And we should sow beside all waters, not wait for perhaps just a time when everything is just right, but just keep right on sowing the seed anyway. Well, we might say, I'm limited in what I can do. I can only do so much. Yes, friends, that's true. God knows that. You can only do so much, and so can I. We can only do so much. But there's one thing about it. God's word is not limited. God is all-powerful, and his word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. And so as we sow this gospel seed, it falls on the heart sometime who are hard and real deep in sin. But it's just like clods of dirt in the field. There are those clods of dirt that the old plow turns up, and it looks like they'll never dissolve or break down. But you know what? Just let there come a few rains on it. Let that moisture begin to penetrate those clods, and before long they begin to crumble. And I believe it's that way with sowing the gospel. Sometimes we encounter folks who seem hardened in their lives and in sin. But as God begins to work on them, he's able to break those things down. And, of course, this matter of serving God is complicated by many, many facets, especially in this day and time in which we live. There are so many who are really not sincere. I would say that there are a lot of counterfeit religions. They pretend something that they really aren't. In fact, this goes hand in hand with the working of Satan, because Satan is the prince of the power of the air, and he is working upon the hearts of people these days. He's got counterfeit religion. He's got those who profess something they don't really have. But should that stop us? No. No, it shouldn't. This ought to give us more courage to go right on and work for God regardless of that. If we were to quit just because there are those who are not sincere, then we would not be faithful of the Lord either. But this gospel which we have, it's a live gospel. It is quick and powerful, and it's able to penetrate in very adverse circumstances. Now, notice a little bit more about this text I gave you to begin with. You notice here it says, bearing precious seed. This is the gospel, the true gospel of Christ. And as we bear this seed, we sow it in different places in the world. Then the last part of this, I really love this part. Listen, come again with rejoicing. This means that if you've been faithful in sowing the gospel, there's going to come a time of rejoicing. Come again with rejoicing. It means that when you do come forth, as gold tried in the fire, you're going to be bringing some sheaves with you. Now, that's worth something, isn't it? To think that we could be so faithful that in the end, God would give us a reward. Listen to this poem, Harvesters. To pray as Jesus prayed, when faithless brethren sleep, to weep the ruined sin has made, the only ones that weep, to bear the heavy cross, to toil, yet murmur not, to suffer pain, reproach, and loss. Be such our earthly lot. Yet, oh, how earthly blessed the Master's cup to share, the lonely grief that wring his breast, the broken-hearted prayer. If thus we may but gain one sheaf of golden wheat, glean from earth's sultry harvest plain, to lay at his dear feet. Wouldn't that be worth it all? Just as the song says, the toils of the road will seem nothing when I get to the end of the way. Listen to this, the power of faith. Sometimes when life has beaten you and the future's all but bright, there's power in just having faith that things will turn out right. There's not a problem, not a care that life presents to you that won't be easier to bear with faith to see you through. Oh, that's encouraging, isn't it? Let us spend a moment in prayer. Our Father, we're so thankful today for the privilege of bringing forth your word on this gospel broadcast. Thank you for all the listeners scattered out there in Radio Land and for their interest in the gospel. We ask you that you would take the word, bear it forth by thy Spirit to hearts who are willing to accept the truth. We pray you'd encourage each one, bless those who are going through trials, and stand nearby. Give them grace sufficient for every need, and thine shall be the praise, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Thank you, friends, for a few moments of your time. It isn't for us to know how God is going to cause his fruit to spring up and grow, or the seed, that is, to bring forth fruit. But there are a lot of things we don't understand. Listen. It is only a tiny rosebud, a flower of God's design, but I cannot unfold the petals with these clumsy hands of mine. The secret of unfolding flowers is not known to such as I. The flower God opened so sweetly in my hands would fade and die. If I cannot unfold a rosebud, this flower of God's design, then how can I think I have wisdom to unfold this life of mine? So I'll trust in Him for His leading each moment of every day, and I look to Him for His guidance each step of the pilgrim way. For the pathway that lies before me, my Heavenly Father knows, I'll trust Him to unfold the moments just as He unfolds a rose.
There is a precious healing stream flows from the crucified. 'Twas open for the souls of men in Jesus' wounded side. He has washed me in His blood, oh, He has washed me in His blood, oh, He has washed me in His blood, the precious blood of Calvary. Washed me in His blood. It is the precious blood that reaches even me. The blood that coursed the Savior's veins had virtue, life, and power to cleanse the deepest crimson stains and keep forever pure. He has washed me in His blood, oh, He has washed me in His blood, oh, He has washed me in His blood.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.
He has washed me in His blood, it is the precious blood that reaches even me, yes, even me. By faith I saw that fountain flow from the Son of God. I plunged my faith and now I know I'm saved in Jesus' blood. He has washed me in His blood, oh, He has washed me in His blood, oh, He has washed me in His blood, the precious blood of Calvary. He's washed me in His blood, oh, He has washed me in His blood. It is the precious blood that reaches even me, yes, even me.